seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim, alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim, alayhi salam, was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And Imam al-Kazim was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We find that the biographers of Muslim history have unanimously agreed that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the greatest of the people when it came to obeying and worshipping Allah the Almighty. What is interesting is that these biographers have also written that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam suffered through many tortures and pains. He suffered through many hardships and trials and tribulations. For example, he was put into dark and isolated prisons. In these prisons, some which were incredibly small, no bigger than the size of two or three people put together. But in these dark prisons, it is written in the history books that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was tortured. And despite these tortures and trials and tribulations, those same biographers have written that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was the greatest of the people in obeying and worshipping Allah. And these biographers have written that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was so great in his obedience and his worship and his ibadat and his ubudiyah of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, to the extent that he had calluses like that on the knees of a camel upon his head or upon his knees, because of the great extent and the great number and the length of his prostrations, his sujood for Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. These, dear friends, are the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim, alayhi salam.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام من ذكر رجلا من خلفه بما هو فيه مما عرفه الناس لم يغتبه، ومن ذكره من خلفه بما هو فيه مما لا يعرفه الناس اغتابه.
Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام stated, he who talks about someone behind his back, mentioning what is true about him and what people already know, then he has not backbite about him. Whereas he who talks about someone behind his back, about something that is true, but that people do not know about, then he has backbit about him.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. In the beautiful conversations that we find in the historical texts, which are related to the seventh divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam, we find in one of these places that in this conversation, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far advises his son to be earnest in his affairs and to be cautious of laziness. When advising his son, we find in this conversation that Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim says to his son, "Beware of laziness and boredom, for they prevent you from your share in this world and your share in the next." And so Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, we find, was opposed to laziness. He was opposed to being unemployed and not caring about it. And of course, he did not like the people who had these kind of qualities, because these qualities of laziness and boredom and not caring whether you have a job or not, and not caring whether you provide for your family or not, these kind of qualities, they lead to poverty, they lead to lowliness, and they lead to losing the self-respect that one has. Furthermore, it can be said that whoever has these kind of qualities of laziness and not caring for these things and being ignorant and careless and neglectful, this kind of individual is regarded to be among the dead, because they neither think nor they contemplate about their life. And so in this conversation between his son and himself, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far says, "Beware of laziness, beware of boredom, beware of not being active in your life, because your share in this world is attained and acquired and achieved via being active. And of course, your share in the next world, in the hereafter, in the akhirah, is also obtained by being active." This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Attar, the producer of this program, and at this moment I want you to listen to a shorter speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
You know, one of the names that we call him is Kazim, which means that comes from Kazm. He would refrain from getting disappointed or upset or angry. He would control his anger. وَكَازِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ وَالْآفِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, as the Quran says, that he would control the anger and he will afi, he will forgive the people, always forgiving. And it really reflects that how mazloom the Imam was. Majority of the time of his life, he left in very dead and dreadful and dark prisons. History is self-evidence, where when we visit Baghdad, those who have the opportunity to visit Baghdad and those who have visited these prisons, you could find that these prisons, when a person enters to these historical sites of the prisons of the Imam, one is unable to even stand up properly. One is unable to really stand up properly. You know, that's how Imam was praying there, in those sort of very thin, low roof prisons. Imagine how he might have been breathing there.
Yeah. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Ya man qad ji'ta fi